This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Yeah, Stupid News time here at FM 99. Stupid News is brought to you by the Funny Bone Comedy Club and Restaurant, presenting Michael Blackson. Michael Blackson, not Michael Jackson. Although he did have the red jacket on when he was up here.
Oh, yeah.
The Michael Jackson red.
I remember that.
Beat it jacket, yeah. Michael Blackson, Friday through Sunday at the Funny Bone. The Funny Bone, Virginia Beach Town Center. Log on to funnybone.com for more info. Item number one. An elderly man in Germany. I was in court last week. Because he plays his porno too loud. And he explained to the judge that he is hard of hearing. But that's not the only thing he's hard of. Yes. It's driving the neighbors crazy. Apparently, sometimes he also invites sex workers in and gets a little loud with them, too, because he can't hear them either.
What?
It louder.
Do you like that? Do you like that?
The judge asked him why he wouldn't use headphones. Why don't you use headphones? He told the judge, if I wear headphones, then I can't hear the doorbell. Or potential burglars. They fined him $110. They told him if he comes back, they're going to make it $500.
How much is he watching? He's worried about burglars.
You know? I don't know. Yeah, where does he live?
I don't know. Hey,
who's ringing the doorbell? Only people that complain about the porn, right?
Yes, yeah. I guess.
For this guy, it's like all he has left, you know.
I know,
he's here, and they don't give him this one thing.
They won't say how old he is. They'll only say he's over 75.
Okay, so you know,
because they have that they have privacy laws that are pretty strict. Yeah.
Hey, why you like my schnitzel? What?
That's item number one.
Item number two involves a butt.
Yes, a butt. Butt me no butts.
A 47-year-old woman with a huge butt was stopped while walking across the border from Mexico to Arizona. This was last Tuesday.
Okay.
When customs searched her, they found she had 3 pounds of heroin strapped to her butt under her pants.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Strapped right to that voluptuous butt.
Just stuck to that butt.
Yep. 3 pounds, man.
That's 3 pounds. That's a lot of heroin.
That'll add some, like, swagger to your walk. Like, trying to hold up 3 pounds back there.
But apparently she has a big enough butt that you could put 3 pounds of heroin on
it. Just blends right in.
But I guess it doesn't blend right in.
Yeah, true.
Because they saw it.
Right. Yeah, she was arrested for drug smuggling.
In that butt.
That butt.
A big old butt. Yeah, babe. Mm-hmm. All right, finally... No, I'm going to use that. Finally, this morning. A man in China. China. Had a $985,000 antique bronze piece of pot or sculpture. It's actually a pot, like a cooking pot.
Right.
What do I want to say? Like an urn, I guess it would be.
Okay.
It's worth $985,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
He needed to ship it. He needed to ship it back, let's see here, from one city in China to another. So he hired just like the local postal service for like $130, and the thing arrived in 3 pieces.
Oh, no.
If you own a $1 million piece of pottery, and you need it. He sold it to someone.
Right.
It's his eBay store. And you choose to just use the traditional shipping. You're out of your mind.
Looking for the cheapest way.
Yeah, dude. Can there be enough bubble wrap?
No.
You spent $100. I think you got to plus up on the shipping.
If I'm getting $1 million, I'm getting on a plane and flying it to the guy.
I think you do that.
That thing's with me the whole time.
I agree. Between I think you pillows. Buy it a plane ticket. I think you eat $1,000.
Yes. Yeah.
To make sure it arrives. No, I'll just mail it to you. Yes. No big deal. No whoop, as we like to say.
No insurance? Did you decide?
How do you even insure that?
The Chinese Postal Service apparently not big on insurance.
Wow.
Oh, man. The man says, I told the company to be careful.
I wrote it on the box.
I wrote it. Fragile.
Don't bend.
Yeah. Don't. Yeah. Yeah. How many times, right? Yeah. Wow. Mm-mm-mm. There was limited insurance. It pays him $4,000.
Well, at least he gets something, right?
Yeah, instead of $985,000. Yeah. People in China, by the way, Chinese social media is like, you know, aghast. They can't believe the guy did this. They're with you, Rod. You ship this. You bring it.
I think
$1 million. You
walk it to his house.
What about super glue, Rick?
No word. No word, but I can tell you those three stories are true.
And stupid.
And that's why we call it
Stupid News.